Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I hope that you have worked on your goals today. I hope that you are moving forward today. Because moving forward, it should be your goal. Making sure that your life is better every day should be a good thing. Now, how many of you have heard of Abigail Adams? A few of you have, I'm sure. But Abigail Adams is far more important than people realize. John Adams, in the early days, fought for our freedom in many different ways. And his wife was the sounding board and also a person that had strong convictions that continuously voiced her opinions to him in a way that caused him to have to keep focus on freedom. Few people pay attention to those sorts of folks. Few people nowadays realize the importance of people that are educated, standing there and fighting for freedom. This is the reason why I do what I do. I want to help educate you so that you are prepared to be the voices of reason. I don't want to be a politician because I am well aware that I am probably somebody who has a few too many anger issues. While, yes, I can discuss things in an intellectual way, I also am not going to get in the middle of the yelling matches, which is what politics has become. I am well aware that there are all of these folks, like that young lady who stood up in front of the Bakersfield City Council and literally threatened their lives. I am well aware that those people exist. But to be a conservative, to be somebody who is fighting for freedom today, you have to not step into the issues dealing with anger. I do not want to see us hurt, and that's including you, because we have a bunch of folks that are reacting in the same way that the liberals are reacting. I want us, as a movement, to get back to a grounding of intellectualism. I want you to understand who Abigail Adams is. I want you to understand who John Dickinson is. He was one of the representatives at the Continental Congress. Now, mind you, he wanted, at the beginning, to stay focused on being part of the British Empire while not having to deal with Parliament. But he still was there, was still considered one of the great minds of his time, but he was a moderate. You should understand what each of these people did back in the day, so you can use what they said to bolster why you were doing what you're doing. You don't have to quote them. You just have to understand what each one of those things mean. Do you understand that when they said freedom of the press, they weren't just talking about U.S. News and World Report? They weren't talking about newspapers specifically. No, the press was anything that was coming off the printing press. Back at that time, the pamphlets that were coming off of the printing presses were as much to do for our freedom and the debate for our freedom as anything that was being printed in newspapers. That's why they say freedom of the press. It was freedom of the printing press. What I am doing right now with the modern technology is freedom of the press. I don't like them all that well, even though Anna Kasparian has had her moments where she has shown her true intelligence and gone, why are these folks doing these things when it was when they're talking about liberals? But the Young Turks are covered by freedom of the press. Being able to state your opinion does not just fall under freedom of speech. In the case of what I am doing, the Young Turks are doing, Brett Cooper is doing, Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, it falls under freedom of the press. Now, I do cover news with my blogspot, redneckthinker.blogspot.com. A little bit of subtle shilling there. I don't have any advertisements on that page yet. I probably need to figure out how to do that. But that is all under freedom of the press. Freedom of religion. It's been overtaken by a letter that was in response, that Thomas Jefferson wrote in response to something that he had received from the Danbury, Connecticut Baptist Convention. The separation of church and state. That is the quote that Thomas Jefferson put into his letter. He wrote it first. And that is the quote that everybody uses nowadays. That is not what freedom of religion was supposed to be. It was supposed to be freedom of religion. But now, everybody says separation of church and state. That is not what it meant. Thomas Jefferson did not write the Constitution. He did not write the Bill of Rights. That was James Madison with a strong Benjamin Franklin thought process that came up with our Constitution. And the Bill of Rights, while the ideas came from some of what Thomas Jefferson wrote, it came from a strong input from anti-federalists. The Bill of Rights would never have been put into the Constitution if it wasn't for the anti-federalists, one of whom was Patrick Henry, who is a personal hero of mine. Now, there's somebody that I've been talking with lately who is a strong John Adams and Samuel Adams fan. I think he's more Samuel Adams than John Adams. Samuel Adams, most people don't know who he is outside of the fact that he has a beer named after him. But Samuel Adams was the founder of the Sons of Liberty. He was one of the firebrands that pushed from 1765 until the end of the Revolutionary War. He was one of those voices that pushed for freedom into what became the United States of America. But most people don't remember his name. He was not a backbencher in his time, but now he has been relegated to being a backbencher. And if you don't understand that term, if you take a look at the British Parliament, there are folks that sit at the front, such as Winston Churchill, and then you have the folks that don't have as much power because they haven't accumulated it, that sit in the back benches. They have benches in Parliament. And that is where it comes from to be a back bencher. Well, nowadays, people don't understand that Abigail Adams, Samuel Adams, Patrick Henry, John Dickinson, they don't know these names. They don't know George Wythe, even though he was one of the great minds in America in legal matters in those days. People don't know these names. Other than the fact that George Mason has a university named after him, nobody knows these names. Yet these names are of people who helped shape what the United States of America became. They understood what it took to get us to the point that we had a nation that was of the people, by the people. We don't have that today. We have a few folks, sure. I'll listen to some of these folks nowadays, and most of the time, most of these folks are doing nothing in the world but trying to excite your emotions. They are trying to get you offended. Many of them aren't trying to do anything but that. They're not trying to give you positivity. They're not trying to help you understand what it takes to actually get your freedom back. I'm well aware, I've had these discussions, that people think that the only way that we can get our freedoms back is by violent means. That is not what I am here for. I am here to see that you understand that there were many voices that were heard when it came to creating this country that gives us so much freedom. No matter how much is taken, we still have so much more freedom. We can still work towards our freedom. I'm going to say that all the time. Because here's something that most people don't think about. Even if we have this war that so many people predict, who do we have that is the next George Washington? You know that name. Everybody knows that name. Every time they open their wallet, they see George Washington in there. You have Washington, D.C. The name Washington, everybody hears of. But do you understand, past the things that he did that, okay, there were a few things that I will disagree about. His reaction to both Shays' Rebellion and the Whiskey Tax Rebellion, I'm not a fan of that. But when George Washington got done winning the Revolutionary War, he stepped down. didn't mean that he didn't still focus on freedom, but he thought it was more important that he step down, that he didn't act like all the Europeans before him that used his position to become a leader. He stepped down because he knew that it would set the right example. When he was brought in as the first president, even though people like John Adams were saying, oh, you need to have this grandiose title, he resisted that. He resisted being called some imperial title because he knew that he was setting an example. We don't have, in my opinion, we don't have people that if these predictions are anywhere true, and I hope to God that they're not, I'll say that. I don't want violence. I am not saying that I will run from it, but I am saying that I don't want violence. I don't want to see people hurt. There are already people getting hurt. That's the sad part about all this. There are already people getting hurt. But I want us to move away from violence, and I want us to have nonviolent solutions that we can bring to the table. And that is what I am attempting to do. And to do that, we have to be educated. To do that, we have to know what went before so we know how to go forward. That is what education is. That is what knowledge is. That is what having the intelligence to understand what is being told to you is. To be conservative, you have to understand what went on before to understand how we can move forward. Not in a progressive way. The progressive way, the people that call themselves progressive, are using Mao's tactics. Constant revolution. That is not what I'm saying. I am the type of person that believes that small government is what fosters true freedom. We do not need government in every aspect of our lives. If somebody wants to smoke a cigarette, they should not have to be 21. They can be 18. If you are able to defend this country, if you are of an age that you can defend this country, you should be able to go buy a pack of smokes. If you are able to defend this country, you should be able to drink a drop of alcohol. Being prudes does not foster freedom. No, I am not talking about sexual prudity, or whatever the correct usage of that word is. I am not a fan of OnlyFans, the hookup culture, or any of that. I am not a fan of that. But that's how some people use their freedom. And guess what? It's not for me to say, as long as you are not doing something to some underage kid, and you are doing something that is consensual, I don't have a problem with it. As long as it doesn't interfere with somebody else's life, you are not interfering, you are not doing things with kids, go right ahead. That is something that, if you want to violate God's laws, it's not for me to say. That's for God to say. I can have an opinion. If you want to say stupid things, go right ahead. But now that young lady that went before the Bakersfield City Council and threatened their lives, no. I am not a fan of that. To be conservative, we have to use our brains. You don't use the liberal slash progressive. Honestly, it's not progressive. It's regressive. You don't use their tactics. Using emotions doesn't work. Having well thought out plans and debating styles is far better than almost anything that I have seen come from the liberals. Being able to do a 5-second TikTok is not preferable to having strong, reasoned debate. But people today seem to be under the impression that it is better to do something for TikTok than it is to think about what you should do. Yes, you should be able to simplify a discussion. But at the same time, you should have well-reasoned out stances. Sometimes you're going to need to be able to sit there like Charlie Kirk or Candace Owens or Ben Shapiro and intelligently debate people. Not scream and yell. This screaming and yelling is doing nothing for anybody. Nobody is getting anywhere when you're sitting there screaming and yelling. When others are screaming and yelling, be calm and handle the situation. If you can't do that, then you need to figure out how you can get back to doing that. And that is what I'm attempting to do with Redneck Thinker Brand. I want you to think. Think in a common sense way. No, it's not easy. Yes, you're going to have to hear about some things that are probably going to bore you to tears. But if you take that stuff that bores you to tears and realize what is being said to you, what you are learning, you can use that to form your own opinions. I don't want you thinking the way that I think. I want you to think the way that you think. And I want you to back up what you think with firm examples, with firm thinking, such as what Abigail Adams did for her husband. Now, later in life, John Adams and Samuel Adams both, for some reason, lost their way. I don't know why, but they did. Patrick Henry, for a very short moment, lost his way. We all lose our ways at times. But we need to have folks that have strong, reasoned arguments. And I'm hesitant to use the term arguments just for the simple fact of that arguing is what the liberals do. I would prefer to use debates, but arguments is also the right word for what I am discussing. We need people in the conservative movement that understand that you need to work towards having an understanding of freedom. If your thinking is that we need government as a solution, I'm not going to agree with you. I don't think government is the answer for almost any solution. Freedom is not about government telling you what you can do. Now, okay, thou shalt not murder. Yeah, we kind of need government in there for the murdering part. But at the same time, there are certain things that we have prohibited in this country that should never have been prohibited. But it was because some person got offended, or some person, oh, I don't think that people should have that because of my beliefs. That's not freedom. That is taking power away from people. And let me tell you something, that is not what I stand for. Small government does more for freedom than large government ever will. Freedom is my goal. May not be your goal. You might have a different outlook on these things than I do. Okay, fine. You can still listen to me. I am still going to give you a reasoned approach to things. I am still going to sit here and give you options. I am still going to sit here and allow you your freedom of choice. You've got to realize that freedom takes effort. As I said a few episodes ago, freedom is not free. I want to see every single person in this country have the ability to voice their opinion. Not threaten another person. That is not freedom of expression. By no means is it freedom of expression. Threatening people's lives, just no. Not to mention that I want to still see groups like the Young Turks have as much voice as I do. I don't have to agree with people to want them to be allowed to voice their opinion, as long as it is not threatening somebody's life. Now, when you are sitting there thinking about freedom, what you can do to allow your freedom to be there, are you willing to allow other people their freedoms? Think about that. That is where we started going wrong. We allowed government to be ran by people who thought, hey, I don't like what this person is doing with their freedom, so I want to limit that. That is what we've become. We've become a government that when certain groups get into power, they limit the freedoms of others. I sit here and I look at some of these folks going after OnlyFans. And rarely, thankfully, do I hear people say, oh, it needs to be banned. I have heard that. But here's the thing. Why does it need to be banned? Just don't go on it. Let the people that go on it, go on it. It shouldn't be your thought process that it needs to be banned. And I'm using that as an example. I don't go on to TikTok. I have seen some TikToks, and some of the stuff I've seen off of TikTok does not make me want to go on to TikTok. Even though recently I have seen a video, I think it came from TikTok. I look at the Facebook, the Reels, because there are a few folks on there that I have gotten to the point that I enjoy watching. There is a young man who did not know what Everclear was. And he said, well, my goal is not to have a reaction. So he took a shot of Everclear. Unless you grew up drinking moonshine, don't attempt to take a swig of Everclear. Does that mean that I think that Everclear needs to be banned? No. Do I think TikToks need to be banned? No. Because there are some stupid people doing stupid things on there that's just hilarious to watch them being stupid. But at the same time, I take a look at my youth. There are so many things that I did as a young person that I am glad to not have somebody videotaping it. We all do stupid things when we're young. And if you claim that you didn't, either you led a very repressed life, or you're lying to yourself. I'm a redneck. I have had those moments where I sit here, hold my shine, and watch this. Yes, I have done those things. I have done the things that rednecks do. I have not always understood what other people were doing, but it didn't mean that I didn't say, sure, go ahead, do it. Yeah. Freedom is going to be difficult. So, we need the Abigail Adams to step up. We need the John Dickinsons to step up. We need the Samuel Adams to step up. Just like we need the James Madisons, the Thomas Jeffersons, the George Washingtons, the Benjamin Franklins, those names that you have heard of, to step up. But here's the thing. I don't think we really have that many George Washingtons anymore. I don't see that many James Madisons. I don't see Benjamin Franklins. Why? Because we have allowed ourselves to get to the point where emotional responses, instead of reasoned thought processes. It is sad to me. That. We don't have people. That are able to debate. We have some. Don't get me wrong. But we don't have enough people that can debate. I want you to be one of those people. Every single one of you that are listening, and I know I'm not getting the Ben Shapiro numbers. I know I'm not getting the Candace Owens numbers. I know I'm not getting the numbers that Young Turks is getting, even though they're liberal. I know I'm not getting those numbers, but It doesn't mean that I don't want every single person listening to me not to be able to do those things. Now, on the same bent, but towards a different time period, how many people understand why 1912 was a bad year for this country? And if you're thinking and don't know, okay, fine. That was a year that Woodrow Wilson got elected to office. That was a year that Teddy Roosevelt came in. He didn't like what was going on. And he was a spoiler. He ran against Taft, who was the president, because he didn't think Taft was doing a good enough job. So Teddy Roosevelt ran against Taft, cutting the numbers. He actually got more electoral votes than Taft did. Divided the Republican Party, and we got Wilson. Wilson came in, put the bureaucracy that we have today in place. He segregated the government. And here's the stupid part. Here's the part that showed what the Republican Party really was. Even though there were so many Republicans that were against the segregation, they didn't end it when they had power. How many times today do you hear these Republicans saying, no, we shouldn't have that going on in government? But how many of them actually step forward and try to end these things? When Republicans get power, they don't do anything to shrink government like they claim that they're wanting to do. Think about that for a minute. This started with the 1912 election. Bureaucracy has been bad for this country in so many ways, but do the Republicans try to stop it? No. They don't try to get rid of anything. Trump, I will give him credit for this. He worked towards it several times. I will give the man credit for that. Our government does not need to be the size that it is. But it is, and Republicans aren't doing anything, even though they get elected on promises that they will do it, they don't. Think about that. If you're listening to me, more than likely, you are of a conservative bent. So, are you happy with the fact that Republicans, which is mistakenly called the Conservative Party, doesn't keep their promises? Well, the only way that that can be done is if you get involved. If you go to these Republican meetings, use strong, reasoned arguments as to why there needs to be changes. You don't have to use the Tea Party arguments. You don't have to use the MAGA Party arguments. Use your own thought processes. Don't use mine. If you don't agree with them, don't use mine. But use yours. Use your words. Yes, I'm well aware that that is what is told to young children so that they can coherently talk. But the conservative movement has gotten to the point where we have been defeated so many times in so many different ways that we aren't using our words. We continuously think that the Republican Party is the party of conservatives. It's a party with conservatives. It is not the party of conservatives. Theodore Roosevelt was by no means a full-on conservative. He did things that grew government. Yes, he did some very good things while in office. But at the same time, by modern standards, he wouldn't really be considered a conservative. Doesn't mean that he was a bad president. William Howard Taft, same thing, even though he was far more conservative than Teddy Roosevelt. But after the 1912 election, when Republicans could have gone in and made changes to the damage that Wilson did, they didn't do it. Why? Because they weren't conservatives. The conservative voices were not being heard, on top of the fact of that the America First folks, just like Make America Great Again, folks, same standpoint, just different time frame. The America First people were too busy making moves that they shouldn't have made and alienating people. But that was the electorate at the time. They could do it then and still get elected. But you can't tell me that they couldn't have gone, that the Republicans couldn't have gone in and gotten rid of government segregation. I know for a fact they could have, but they didn't. How much do the Republicans get, how many Republicans get elected saying, "Oh, this shouldn't be. We need to change this." They get into office and they don't do anything. This has been going on for well over 100 years. Folks, keep doing this. We can't keep allowing this to happen. We have to make our stand. We need to start working on getting members of Congress elected that are going to do their jobs. Them not doing their jobs, not keeping their promises, is how we keep getting Democrats into office, because when the Democrats get into office, they keep their promises. That is something that we need to learn to do, because that is how we are going to get freedom back in a non-violent way. We have to keep showing that we will show up and do what is necessary. We need to show people what freedom really is. We need to have people in office that are going to defend freedom, not their wallets. Now, I'm going to let you go, but not before I do a little bit of shilling. I have a book, Founding Freedom's Primer. It's not written like other books. It's in a visual novel software. I am working towards possibly switching it over to something else. But it is on itch.io. It is free. You can give a donation. You don't have to give the donation. You can download it for free. It says so. You just read the little pop-up thing. And it will tell you about the freedoms of this country. Freedom of the press, freedom of trial by jury, all of these freedoms. 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment, all from the words, Not my words, but the words of people like Thomas Jefferson, William Blackstone, John Jay, all of these people that helped form our government. And it's on itch.io. Look up Freedom VN, Freedom Visual Novel, or Founding Freedom's Primer. I have a Patreon under Freedom VN if you want to help me that way to continue the message. Redneckthinker.blogspot.com is where I have my articles right now. I am Redneck Thinker on Twitter, Reddit, MeWe, Rumble, YouTube. I think that's all. I'm on Gab, but I haven't done anything on Gab yet. I am under my name on LinkedIn and Facebook, Paul Shannon. The Ramblings of Paul Shannon on YouTube, The Writings of a Redneck Thinker on MeWe. You can find me in some discussions on MeWe. I haven't found all the communities there, but I'm in a few communities there. And I'm on Podbean as Redneck Thinker. That is where I first published this. It turns it into a video because I haven't quite figured out OBS. I'm well aware I need to. I am trying to. I am trying to become the high-tech redneck that I used to be. That was a great song by George Jones. Loved that song. But I hope y'all have a good day. I hope y'all have a chance to work on what will help you move forward. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. Have a good day.